Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. It's great to be here on this fourth Sunday in January. And as usual, a nice show ahead for you this evening. During the 7 o'clock hour, I have a couple of songs from early Peter, Paul, and Mary. In the middle part of the show, Jeff Durkee is in with his monthly look at the regional concert calendar, including some music by Blind Pilot and The Pines, among others. But to kick things off, from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, with his fiddle and his mandolin and his guitar, Shane Leonard is here in the studio. Welcome, Shane.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you made it in. It's a little bit slippery outside.
Yeah, it's tough driving out there.
But we sure appreciate it. You have been an integral part of a group called the Stoop Singers. Our listeners up in the Eau Claire neck of the woods know of you for sure. We've had a lot of requests. But you have a new project that's going on. Tell us all about that.
Yep. Yeah, I guess it started about a year ago, and the band is called Kalispell, and it's kind of... it's all, you know, songs that I've written, and it's definitely influenced by the old time, the traditional music that Stoop Singers play. But it's kind of, yeah, I don't know, like alt folk along those lines.
I have to ask you about the name Kalispell. I looked it up, and I found that it's a city in Montana. Is there, what's the significance of the name?
Yeah, it's named after the city, and it's basically just a place that my family spent some really meaningful time in a couple of years ago, and that in itself was like a really kind of deep experience. And I was definitely guilty at the time of having the conscious thought, "Wow, this would be a really cool band name." So it stuck.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful to say Kalispell. Yeah, almost like it's casting a spell or...
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like an English word. I think it's not rocky and jagged.
If you're curious about the spelling and you want to look it up, it is K-A-L-I-S-P-E-L-L. Well, why don't we start with some music? What would you like to kick off with? Well, first we should say you've brought in all these instruments and you're going to do one instrument with each song. So what are you going to start with?
Yeah, so this song is called Lucky 100 Times, and it's on, or it will be on, a full length that I'm finishing up right now, and that'll hopefully be out in April.
Mother, won't you tell me when it's
lucky 100 times. My guest is Shane Leonard from Eau Claire, and we're listening to his new songwriting project that he's named Kalispell. So, Shane, do you like to go by Kalispell, or do you go by your name when you perform, or how do you do that?
I usually find a substantially awkward way of mentioning both during the set. But yeah, the band is called Kalispell. This tour, I've been out solo, but usually, as often as possible, I try to take my backing band with me, which are just a couple of my best friends. Yeah.
Nice to have good friends on the road.
Yeah, nice to have good friends who are great musicians.
Absolutely. You started in this traditional area with stoop singers, at least that's how you came into my radar screen. What's your musical background?
Sure, nothing having to do really with what the kind of music I play now. When I was a little kid, maybe like first grade, third grade, something like that, I started taking drum lessons, just learning jazz drumming from local musicians and like around the Milwaukee area, and pretty much was just a total geek for jazz through like middle school and high school. And then when I got into college, or actually kind of like at the end of high school, I got really into bluegrass music. And then in college, some folks kind of turned me on to old time music, and that's stuck pretty close to me ever since. So that's when I started really, I guess, taking like fiddle and banjo more seriously.
What kind of music do you listen to now? What are your influences?
I guess all sorts of music. The stuff that's in my car right now is, although my CD player broke a couple of days ago, and that was really unfortunate. Yeah, especially for long drives. But the things that are in there now are a lot of old fiddlers. Like there's some Ed Haley records in there, and Ed and Hammonds and things like that. But then also like Kathleen Edwards is a great songwriter. She's got kind of like an alt country sound, although that's changing a little now. And Lucinda Williams, a lot of music by my friends. There's this band called Adeline Rose that I was on tour with, and I just shamelessly listen to their stuff all the time. And I'm into a lot of ambient music and electronic stuff, but also, you know, more folky stuff too.
Yeah, sounds like quite a wide range, pretty eclectic taste.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there's just so much out there, it's hard to limit yourself.
Yeah. Why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do next?
Sure. So this is...
We're going to switch instruments. Yeah. He's putting the guitar down and picking up the fiddle. All right.
Make sure I'm in tune here. This is another one that'll be on the album I'm working on, and it's called Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. That's actually named for another town in Montana. So anyway, this is that, or part of that, at least.
Thank you. chase the light. It'll be some time before I find you, and I'll float along beside you.
Montana. That's a new song by our guest Shane Leonard. It sounds more like a song that could have been written decades and decades ago. Shane, I know that just from exploring your website, you've got some lyrics and you have some poems.
Sure.
So when does poetry become a lyric or vice versa?
Wow, that's a tough question. It's a good question. That's a tough question. For me, poetry is something that, you know, that stands on its own, and a lyric, I think, like the most successful kind of lyric, or the most expert kind of lyric, if that exists, is especially well paired with the music that it sits inside of.
You mean that it evokes, the music evokes a lyric and
yeah, I think they should just be married, mm-hmm, in the right way. Like they should sort of remind the listener of the other one, that the other one is there, and they should enrich each other. And I guess when I write poetry, I usually, it has to be like dead quiet, and when I write lyrics, I usually have to have some album on that I like a lot.
That's an interesting distinction.
Yeah,
quiet and music on that you really like.
Yeah, I probably just successfully offended lots of English professors across the country, but you know, whatever.
One of your poems had to do with children or school children. Are you in that? Do you work in that area in some way?
You mean like my experiences teaching?
Are you a teacher, I guess is what I should ask.
Yeah. I still teach. I teach music lessons and I teach improv classes and things like that. But I don't teach in the public schools anymore, at least for right now. But
you
that experience
to?
Definitely. Yeah, I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And probably like most of the poetry that's on the website came about while I was teaching, because I tried to make a lot of time every day for students to just sit down and struggle through the process of writing, and usually when they would be doing that, I would be doing that as well, and so it ended up being really convenient because I was able to be really productive. But that's found its way into a lot of my lyrics somehow. Like that first song, they're like two of the verses are definitely about things that some of my students were going through, and when they tell you about that, it's kind of, it's heavy to just absorb it and do nothing with it. So I guess I kind of exercised it by writing about it.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What age group were you teaching in when you were in public school?
Sure, mostly high schoolers, mm-hmm, and some middle school. For like half a year I taught middle school. And it was great. It was like the most intense learning experience I've ever had. And it was really beautiful and really difficult and really exciting and just everything.
Yeah. A lot of emotions running wild at that time in kids' lives.
Yep, yeah, that's for sure. You hear it in the hallway anytime you have the door open.
Yeah.
You learn a lot that you never learned in school.
So is music now your primary focus?
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty much what I do full-time now, kind of splitting myself between different projects and recording projects and whatever. Yeah.
And it sounds like you've been touring not just in Wisconsin, not just in the Midwest, but you've been all over the country. Tell us about your most recent tour.
Yeah, this was I guess the longest that I've been out so far, when it's all done, it'll be about 4 weeks or a little more than 4 weeks. Some, a lot of people, you know, go out on these crazy like 4-month-long tours or 3 months. I haven't done that yet. I don't know if I will ever do that. But yeah, we went out to New England and then kind of down the East Coast and through the Southeast and then kind of came back up through Tennessee and Indiana. And it's great. You get to see lots of old friends who you wouldn't see otherwise. You make new friends every day. It's kind of heartbreaking that way too, because you make new friends and then the next day you kind of have to leave them for 6 months or forever, or, you know, who knows. Yeah.
Why don't we hear another song? What's next?
Sure. So this is kind of a medley, I guess.
Okay, and now you've got your banjo in your lap.
Yeah. So it's a combination of three tunes. The first is a fiddle tune I wrote called Going to Elkins, and it's about some time that I spent in Elkins, West Virginia this past summer.
At the festival?
Yeah, the Augusta mm-hmm. Old Time Week. And that was just amazing, spending every day with the masters of Southern traditional music. And then the second one is actually kind of a cover. I have a friend named Neil Keltzen who lives in Indianapolis, and he's just a fantastic songwriter. And so it's a song he wrote called Methodist Lift, and I kind of arranged it for banjo. And then the third one is just a traditional fiddle tune called Cider that has nothing to do, the other two have nothing to do with cider, but it's just a beautiful tune and I thought it matched well.
All right, this is Shane Leonard as Kalispell.
Father, we learn from our father, isn't that
wonderful medley by our guest, Shane Leonard. And that was Going to Elkins, Methodist Lift, and Cider. All done. Was that the claw hammer banjo style that you were doing there with all the downward motions? Yeah.
Yeah, claw hammer.
And we've heard you play the guitar and the fiddle and just now the banjo. What is a typical writing process for you? Do you pick up one or the other, or does it depend on what mood you're in?
I think I definitely tend to write everything on guitar. I wish it wasn't that way, because that seems sort of painfully typical for songwriters. But yeah, I write it on guitar, and then if I hear something else, or it needing something else, or something playing a part, then I usually try to figure out how to play it on that instrument. That's probably how I came to play a lot of these instruments. I just kind of want to do everything. So I usually end up getting in deeper, you know, than I should, and putting myself in a situation where I have to learn something new, which is a good thing, I guess.
It's a very good thing. Yeah. Your guitar, by the way, is just beautiful. It's a dark brown color, and a Gibson. Is there anything special about that guitar?
Well, it's a, let me see, I think it's a 59, and that's one of the first years that they made that model. I just really like old guitars. I was talking about this with my friend yesterday. He has a band called Small Houses, by the way, which is really great. We played together last night. But we were just talking about how we have no interest in, like, buying a new guitar. It just seems like a waste of time when there's all these great guitars out there that are, like, so many. I have no idea what this thing has been through, but I'm sure that it's, you know, seen more than I ever will, and who knows what kind of songs have been played on it. And just knowing that is, like, very intimidating and inspiring. Yeah.
So. Do you believe that the wood or the guitar has a life of its own, and that it actually gets better with age?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you can hear it just as you own it for a longer time. But there's also, in sort of a quasi-spiritual way or something, it's I don't want to, like, over-philosophize it, but some guitars, like, you end up writing certain kinds of songs on them, and if you are holding a different guitar, you probably wouldn't have played that song, because it just makes you feel a certain way. Like, it makes you feel dark, or, like, nostalgic, or hopeful, or whatever. Yeah.
Well, we've heard songs over a range of emotions tonight.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have time if you want to squeeze one more short piece in,
okay.
Shane, if you'd like to.
Yeah.
And I should mention, as part of appearing on Simply Folk, that we have a link to your website on our Facebook page, and you're welcome to put up a note if you'd like to. Brian mentioned that Shane is a wonderful songwriter and musician, is enjoying the music. Thanks for that note, Brian. You can find us at Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. You don't have to join Facebook to read everything or click on a link or anything like that. Just if you want to post a note, that's when you have to become a member and click like when you get to Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. And your website, Shane, is kalispellband.com, which is KALISPELLBAND, altogether.com. Lots of great information there, and videos and music to listen to, lyrics and poetry. It's just lovely. Great site.
Thanks.
What would you like to close with?
So this is a traditional tune, or at least I guess my arrangement of a traditional tune, and the tune is called Hop High, which is just a really common old-time standard, and I'm kind of going to mix it with another fiddle tune called Pretty Little Shoes. Let me just make sure I'm in tune here.
And this one, for this one, he's picked up the banjo. Thank you.
shoes and that dress that you wear so fine. I got these shoes from a railroading man and the dresses from a driver in the pines. Oh, hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu gal. Hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu gal. Sorry I ever loved her. She told me more lies than the stars in the sky. Never go to heaven when she dies. Oh, hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu gal. Hop high, hop high, hop high, my Lulu gal.
Hop High and Pretty Little Shoes. That was Shane Leonard with a wonderful old traditional tune playing the banjo, and earlier this evening playing the fiddle and the guitar. We really appreciate your coming in. It was very nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck with your project, and we hope to hear more songs coming from Kalispell soon.
Yeah.
You mentioned you have a longer CD coming out?
Full length, yeah. Yeah, that'll be out in, looks like, April or May, and just finishing that up right now.
Excellent. Again, for more information about Shane Leonard and Kalispell, you can visit our website at simplyfolk.org. There's a link there. Or you can visit Facebook, Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. Or you can just go straight to kalispellband.com. If you'd like to listen to Shane in person, he's going to be performing this week on the 24th and 20. Let's see, the 24th is in Milwaukee, 26th and 27th in Minneapolis. Those three are all house concerts, and you have to go to your website to get the details and so forth, the information. And then in February, at the end of February, on the 25th, you're in Eau Claire at the Stone's Throw, and again in Eau Claire on the 1st of March at the House of Rock. Lots of stuff going on. And the Stoop Singers are going to be performing in early February, I think it is.
Yeah, we play a great square dance, contra dance at the Wide Spot Fine Arts Center, or Performing Arts Center, and that's in Stockholm, which is an amazing little town if you've never been there. But it's called, the dance is called by Ann Carter, who's from Minneapolis, and she's like one of the best in the Midwest. And it's a total party, and very family friendly. Yeah.
Not to mention good exercise.
Yeah, excellent exercise. You'll work up a sweat for sure.
Yeah, right. Shane Leonard, thank you very much. We sure appreciate it. Thanks for sharing your time and your talent with us.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.